Hello, everybody. How are you this evening? This is Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're going to do some healings tonight. As usual, this is a night for healing, so every one of our shows we do instantaneous healings from the Creation Light Shift and the light beings who are on the light shift. So just sit back and relax. And then during the healing process, as we do different energies, you want to request your healings. These healings are all non-invasive. They're like basically painless, and you may have results instantly. So this is how this healing works with the light beings. This is with the light shift that created you. And the energy always works in the now. Remember, the light works in the now only. Anything that is not in the now, that's, say, in the future, that's probably the matrix energy. That's projection of thought. And it's not necessarily divine spiritual energy, because the light only is in the present now as it works with you. And you may notice that when you work with the now in this energy, that the now is time kind of flies by quickly. So that's how you can tell if you're in your body and working in the now. Another way you can tell if you're in the body in the now is you can just kind of realize that the energy is around you, or you feel like you're all self-contained. And there's no energies really cording you or connecting you. And time flies by very quickly. So we'll have my co-host come on. Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. Hello. How are you tonight? How's everyone out there? We're so happy to be here, and we are so glad that you're listening with us. And I'd like to say right now that if you have a question for Ron about the healings that he does for people, or a question about the Creation Light Ship, or even a question about your pets and the way that they can receive healing with this program, please give us a call. You can call the 1-800 number, or the toll-free number, rather, at 1-877-876-5227. Or if you're calling from Canada, dial 1-888-810-8322, and we'd love to talk to you. And we're also going to talk tonight a little bit about the Creation Light Ship and the Ascension process. And for those of you that might be new to that, Ron will give you a description of what the Creation Light Ship is and why it's here and how it's working with us for the Ascension process for the upcoming Universal Shift. So, Ron, over to you.
Okay, well, the light ship is very large. It's approximately 500 miles in diameter if it were to materialize. It does go multidimensional, and it's throughout time and space. And remember, on all dimensions, there are physicality there. And so we can't see it here, although when we go to the light ship, we're actually there, and we can become materialized in the frequency that we are there in. And the light beings that work with us are also there. This is their first incarnation. And they're working with us as light being doctors. And after this incarnation, they're going to be going to their own particular planet. We'll just use that terminology for the next incarnation. So right now they're cross-training, in a sense, to know how to work on all different types of life forms. And on the light ship, there are beautiful light beings that look like us. There's angels. There's the masters there. There's dolphins. There's whales. There's other many different life forms. There's like a coral reef that's there. We have that tonight in our water charging on my conference call. These are all conscious beings. There's like raindrops. And then we have beings that are flowers, so crystals. So many. There's many, many types. There's humanoids like us that are maybe about 2.5-3 feet tall, and they go up to probably about 15 feet, which are the other races of light beings. And they all turn into their own form when they leave the light ship. So basically, they're here to help us. At the end of this 2,000-year cycle, the Creation Light Ship created everything that is light energy. It did not create the darkness. The darkness just is the darkness. And the darkness is a soulless being entities. And that's why we have so much problem with our planet Earth right now, is that and across the universe, basically, is that these beings now are attempting to come in to take our territory over, in a sense, take away our consciousness and prevent us from doing the ascension process. And this is probably more true every 2,000 years. So the last 2,000-year cycle, Jesus came to do the ascension work with people, to teach them how to ascend, how to get into their bodies. He demonstrated divine healings from the light ship and also the ascension teachings. So what we're going to do right now, just to give you an experience here, we're going to bring into your living rooms, just sit back and relax. This will be the energy that Jesus used 2,000 years ago for his ascension. And we're going to bring it in right now. So just relax here, and there's nothing for you to do. And all these healings that happen on the light ship, it's all in the now. They know who you are because they created you. There's no processing whatsoever, about 99.99% of the time. And they're just here to help you. So just sit back and relax. We're going to bring in this beautiful ascension energy that Jesus had. And you may feel the energy come into the body. It'll come into your room, definitely. And it'll be like a beautiful white light, very calming energy. So here it comes, stronger, stronger. This is being directed from the light ship down to you right now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And how's that feel, Sylvia?
Well, it's a very compassionate, very loving energy, isn't it?
Yes, it almost it feels very spacious to me.
Yeah, that's a good description.
Very spacious, very freeing. It kind of feels like it works in between every cell of your body. And it kind of like lightens you up, I think. This is how I'm perceiving this energy here. So we're going to do another healing here from the light ship. We're going to work with, they're showing me energies with people's lower parts of their body, so they want me to do some healing work there. So what we're going to do now is bring more of your spirit into your body, and we're going to bring you in through your feet instead of coming in through your crown or heart chakra. So this is what we always do on every show. We get you more whole and complete. This is what this whole ascension process is to get into your body. And remember, if you're not in your body, you will not ascend. And you have to do the work yourself to do this, whatever way it takes. And I do emotional clearings for people to help this process out, because your spirit cannot and will not come into judgment energy, which is emotions. And if you have anything blocking you, then your spirit cannot come fully into your body. And this is like what you might call your baggage that you're carrying, which is a gift from your ancestors. Remember, everything that you're dealing with in this lifetime is from the past, and you can use the term past life, and the past life is from your ancestors' genetic coding. So whatever they thought in their lifetimes that finally became manifested into their bodies is basically passed on to you. So you're like the belief system of all of your ancestors. And this is where your physical problems come from. So the body was initially created in wholeness at once upon a time in divine light, and then as the judgments took over, and from there it became separated from divine spiritual truth, and this is why we're a dense body form. And just do some more entity releasing right now. This is what I've been doing as I've been talking. Ready to have more of your spirit come into your body. So count to 10, and your spirit will come in either, like I said, from the crown chakra or from your into your heart. It depends whatever way it wishes to do this. So on the count to 10, and you're going to be coming more into your body now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And do this again, some more entity clearing. And the entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And this is where they are. They come to us. And these energies are shouldn't be with us, but they just come in. It's just the way it is here. So they're now being released. There we go. And your spirit energy, your spirit's being completely healed now before it comes into your body. And your spirit left because of the pain and the trauma. And basically emotions will kick your spirit out of your body. These densities that we carry. You get angry, upset, your spirit will leave you. You hurt yourself, physical pain, your spirit leaves. If you're on any type of mind-altering substance, alcohol, drugs, beer, you know, once you get a little tipsy or something, at that point your spirit leaves you. So here we go. Coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And what we're going to do now is have your spirit come in through your feet. So you're going to feel a little different now. So here we go. We're coming out of our bodies and into our feet, ankles, knees, hips, solar plexus. Okay, there we go. And we'll come out again and come back in through our feet, ankles, knees, hips, waist, heart area. Okay, now we'll do it again, in and out. In and out, and you may start feeling your legs tingle. In and out, 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 in and out. Might start getting warmer on your lower extremities now. In and out, 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 and in and out. And one more time in. They're not even in properly. So I'm going to do a little exercise here. And this exercise will show you what it's like to be in your body in the wrong direction, improperly. This can happen when your alarm clock goes off in the morning. You get startled in a sense. Your spirit has to do a crash landing to come into your body. That's why your body jerks as it makes contact with you. And it's there to protect your body. And so when your body gets kind of startled, your spirit has to come back from wherever it is. Naturally, you're out of your body when you sleep, and your spirit protects your body by sealing your body with special cold energies. So what we're going to do now is put you in your body so that your spirit's facing backwards, and then we'll correct that after that and get you in properly. But this is just to show you what it's like to be in wrong. And you may even recognize the way you feel, because you probably have been this way in your life sometime. So it's good to know this. This is a tool that you can use to ask your spirit to come in properly after this process here. So here we go. We're going to come out of your body and have your spirit turn 180 degrees around backwards. So now your eyes are like on the back of your head. And you're coming back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. And if you notice, you're going to feel kind of strange. And you're going to feel that all of your psychic energy now is behind you. So you're going to have great radar behind you, but very little bit in front of you. We're going to take you out again, turn you around properly, and come back in the way you should be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And I'll do one more exercise here. We're going to turn you 90 degrees to your right. And this will be a little more disconcerting probably for you, but it's good to know what it's like. So coming out of your body. There we go, and turn yourself 90 degrees to the right, and coming back in again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, there. And you notice that you have great psychic vision to the right of you. You may feel kind of strange. Your body may not like this, but this is the way it can be. Some people live this way all the time. They don't know the difference. So now we're going to come out of your body and put you in properly facing forward. Coming back in again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So this is the light ship helping you to understand what it's like to be in your body properly. What we're going to do right now is one other type of healing. And what we're going to do is release you from your emotional body. And this is very nice because this is the way, if you're a woman, you're going to know how a man feels all the time. Okay? And you're going to feel just relieved. And most women just love this feeling because all of a sudden they feel relaxed. So here we go. We're going to ask your emotional body just to kind of step out of your physical locality. It'll be alongside of you naturally. And the emotional body will definitely come back in again because it wants to be with you. So don't, you know, you're not going to be able to get rid of it completely here. But we can probably hold it out for a couple minutes or so. So here we go. We're asking the emotional body to leave now. There we go. It's coming out slowly. So it's 10% out, 20%. There we go, 30%. Okay, it's coming out really nice. 50% out, 60, 70, 80, 90, and there. Now it's on the outside of you. So, like I said, if you're a woman now, you're going to feel like a man, in a sense. You're going to have all this pressure, all these thoughts leave you, all these emotional traumas that you normally are running through your mind all the time is released from you. You should feel lighter in your body and just more peace, more ease. And this is kind of the way you would feel after you had my emotional clearing. Because remember, what you're doing with emotions is that you're recycling everything in this lifetime, all these emotional traumas through you, and they want to be healed. So if they don't get healed, you're going to have them every day of your life. That's something played in front of you. You get rid of one of them, the next one pops up. And people in your life will come into your life that way, too. It's like going to a movie theater, and you're seeing different movies with the same plot, different players. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Well, I felt all the muscles of my shoulders where I'd been holding tension from earlier in the week, you know, from tax deadlines and, you know, difficulties back east and things that were going on. And all that just sort of lifted and my shoulders just relaxed and I took a breath and it just felt like, oh, what a relief.
Good. Uh-huh. So, well, it's starting to come in again here. I could use the word creeping in. So here it is. We'll have it leave a little bit more here. So, and you mentioned you probably just feel fine. You may have a little less tension around you. But for women, it's like amplified maybe 500 times or more. So here we go, coming out some more. So come on, emotional body. Let's go out a little bit more. Here we go. So we're at 60% out, 50%, I mean 70% out, 80%, 90, and they are just released now. Now it's on the outside of you, and it wants to come back in all the time, but this will give you a little more reprieve here. And remember, your body cannot heal with heavy emotions. And so now your spirit can reintegrate to these locations, too, where the emotional body has been. So you may have tingles happening inside of your body. You might feel extra warm right now. And that's your body going through the healing process. Remember, your spirit is a conduit for the divine, the lightship energy, to come to it from your home base energy. And that comes into you for healing. So in your home base is where you went to after you were first incarnated. I do a clearing on this here and connect you with your home base energy. This is what you are yearning for, is your home base all the time. This part of you that wants to, in a sense, leave here or have a connection with the higher part of you. And I also do a twin flame connection. But the twin flame, the home base energy is what happens is when you were first conceived and you left the source energy, every spirit that left at the exact same time will go to the same home base energy. And this is like your initial connection to other spirits. And then from there you go out and do your experiences throughout the universe and you come back again. And this is where you go after each lifetime. So anyway, this is how it feels here, to be more oneness with yourself, because now your spirit can integrate more fully with your body. And how's that feel again for you, Sylvia? Less pressure?
Yeah, definitely. And it feels really ever since you started to do the process where you were bringing us more fully into our bodies and having us come into our feet, it was great feeling of just having, you know, I felt tingles and circulation in the lower extremities, and it just felt, you know, more definitely more whole, more complete, more relaxed, and more alive.
Great. Okay, I'm going to do a healing here on your some other bodies that you have, and we'll see if we can just hold out the emotional body for a little bit longer here. Normally, at the most, it'll stay out as 10 minutes, and that is a long time for the emotional body to be released from you here. We're going to do a healing here on what we call the pain body. Now, your pain body is, if you've ever had a lot of pain in your life, physical pain, it kind of stores that pain. And again, remember, all these bodies need to be cleaned. Otherwise, they're going to recycle these energies back and forth to you at different times in your life. Sometimes people have anniversaries with pain or with traumas. They'll have a car accident, maybe 1 year, and the next year they'll remember that date, and it'll come up, and they'll be traumatized for maybe a day or two. And this can go on for quite a while in your life. So things like this happen. So the pain body is a nice one to have healing on. And it also eliminates psychic attacks. So it does two different things here, maybe much more than that. So what I'm going to do is some clearing like we normally do with the chakras. And the chakra clearings is probably only about 1% of what's actually happening because the light beams are working with us continuously here. And here we go. Remember that you're created from the light ship and they have your spiritual blueprint right now and they're working with you. And most people have at least three light beings working with them on the light ship. So here we go. This is a pain body clearing. So to make it real simple for us, I'm going to go to the chakras and do some clearing here. So I'm going to go from this point in time, that's your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Nothing for you to do, just show up. That's how the light ship works here. Here we go. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And you might be thinking what I'm doing, trying to figure something out. Don't even bother going there. You'll never figure it out. So here we go. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There we go. So this will give you some kind of relief on pain. If you have any pain in your body, it might be subsiding right now. Hopefully it is for you. We're going to do another clearing here. This is the emotional clearing. This is the most important thing that I can do for anyone who sees me. The very most important, because this will help heal your spirit. It's like a past life reveal. It heals your spirit instantly, like it would be doing after the dying process of your physical life form, your human body. That takes normally about 500 years to clear. I mean, excuse me, 50 years, not 500, 50. And although it could take that long, too, sometimes, but normally it's still 50 years. And it heals your emotional body and your physical body of these imprinting. So here we go. Same process. This point in time, that's your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, and we'll do another sampling here so you can kind of look at something in your life right now if you like. Pick a scenario that you've been through in the last maybe 3 years up to now, something that caused you anxiety, pain, fear, upset, a lot of anxiety, something that you're really, really afraid to look at because it traumatized you so bad that, you know, it makes your insides kind of twist. And if you look at it now, it'll look like somebody else's movie. You're going to see more than likely the event that happened as you tune into it, but you're going to feel very distanced from the energy itself, like somebody else's movie, like it's miles away. And you can look at it now and breathe without being upset, and you can say, boy, it's gone. And it is. This is a permanent clearing. it's probably about 90% completed. When I do your whole lifetime, then it is 100% completed. So just kind of look at the scenario now, and you should feel that you have some relief from this process here. Remember, you keep recycling these things forever, and remember, your physical body will kill itself to try to survive here. So it'll recycle all these traumas continuously until you physically die from them, because you don't get it. You don't get the lessons. You don't get the understanding. You don't get a way to get rid of the trauma. So the body will create illnesses for you, which is why people die in the earth plane here. It's very straightforward. So here we go. Next process, and you have to be cleared out to have your spirit come into your body 100%. Like I said, your spirit cannot and will not be able to come into you until your emotional density is released. And you were in your body when you were born 100%. And you, if you want to leave with your body in the ascension process, which is its gift for living in this lifetime right now, then you must be in your body to do this. If you're not in your body, you will not ascend. Your spirit will go on like it normally did, but your body will not. So it all depends how much you love your body and how much work you wish to do this process here. And unfortunately, the traumas that we have here create the problem that we have by not being in our bodies. So I'm going to do another clearing here. This clearing is your sensory body. The sensory body is how you sample energies. Most people get sensory overload. They're afraid to go into rooms because of the energies there. They're afraid to maybe walk around a lot of people. And this is because they're just overloaded with the stimulus. We have a lot of frequencies here that we can't physically see that bombard our bodies, and this helps to clear them out. So here we go. This is your sensory body. And same process. Here we go. This point in time, back to your last birthday. And again, there's nothing for you to do. Just sit there and relax. Take a deep breath. And here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. And one more, your back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. So if you have been overloaded, traumatized a lot with sensitivities, you should feel more at ease right now. And again, just look at different situations that you have reoccurring in your life, and just look at them now, and they should be pretty distant to you. And we'll do another clearing here. And just look at these scenarios. You'll find that they're released from you. We're going to do a mental body. Mental body is like defragmenting your home computer. It helps to make you think a little quicker, helps to restore some of your memory that you may have, short and long-term memory, and it just allows you to have quicker access to things on a mental level. It can give you a lot more mental clarity. So the same process here, same type of clearing. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more, your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There you go. So how are you doing, Sylvia?
Doing very well. Thank you. That's just great to have those right in a row like that. And you feel the differences between each one. And I'm sure certain people are affected more by one of those than another, depending on what their individual needs are. But it feels great to have them all.
Yeah. Some people don't live in their emotions at all, and they will have a clearing. They don't really feel too much, but then I'll do like maybe a feeling body or a mental body or a sensory body, and also they can feel more energy flowing in their body. But it depends where you focus your attention at and where you're actually living. And so even if you don't feel one of those clearings, it's still doing a clearing to you. You just may not live there all the time or choose to experience that reference point. So what we're going to do now is do the activation with this divine light being. So what you'd like to do now is go to the homepage of the bbsradio.com. If you're not already there, just get back on it again. And you've already clicked on the show daytime, probably, to hear me. And just scroll down and come to today, which is Wednesday, and click on Creation Lightship Healing. And that'll come up to my homepage. It's on Don's homepage here. And it'll give the hours of the different shows that we have. And just kind of scroll down a little bit. And you're going to see this beautiful light being on your monitor screen. And what we're going to do now is have her get activated. This is a female energy that was initially there. This was seen by a person who was on the light ship. And she drew this real time as she is seeing this being in communication with her. So we now have it on the website here. And you can see this beautiful light being. And we're going to start to activate her. And she'll do some healing work to you. She will come into your room, and she'll connect to your heart center. And just kind of watch the picture. It will change. You're going to see the light rays around her head become more illuminated. They may change colors. Her face will stand out maybe a little bit more, become more three-dimensional, and her eyes will start to emit white light. And the very interesting thing that I like is you can move your head from left to right in front of your monitor screen, maybe a foot back and forth, and you can actually watch your eyes track you. It's quite interesting. So here she comes, and she'll be activating herself in probably about 10 seconds here. That's what I'm being told. And she's beginning to do this here, and this takes her probably about a half a minute to do. And we're going to have her just come to you, come to your heart center, and we'll do a chakra alignment before she comes to you, although you may already feel her. Just kind of watch the photograph as she radiates her divine love energy into you. So what we're doing is she's bringing her essence from the creation light ship. This is her first incarnation, and she's choosing to come into your monitor screen to radiate her beautiful energy for you. This is divine energy coming to you for healing, for your own personal healing. Okay, so we're going to do a chakra alignment here. She seems to be pretty much fully activated right now. And I'm going to go to your heart chakra. This is a light ship healing, instantaneous. Nothing for you to do. Just sit there and just, you know, like I said, show up. So going to your heart chakra, we're going to reposition that for you so it's pointed in the right direction. There we go. Perfect. Run up to your throat chakra, number 5. Perfect. And third eye, number 6. Perfect. Power chakra, number 3. Solar plexus. Perfect. Second chakra, just below the navel. Perfect. And first chakra, base of your spine. Perfect. Doing an opening for you. So if you're in a quiet location, we're going to open your chakras up body width. Most people's are probably 1.5 inches, 2 inch diameter approximately. We're going to open them up more to allow your body to have more healing. If it's a noisy location and you have children crying in the background or dogs barking, you may not want to have them opened as much, so you're going to be a little more sensitive. So here we go. Going to your heart center, heart chakra front and back. Spin, 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 open. And go into your throat again. Throat chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, front and back. Spin, 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 open. Going down to your power chakra, number 3. Spin, 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 spin. Some people have problems with their power chakra here. Spin, 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 spin. Test some people with reverse power chakras, so we're going to reverse them here. Get them in the right orientation. Perfect. Spin, spin, open. There we go. Second chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 open. So what happens is the chakra can be very close to being centered in the proper orientation, proper location. And sometimes the first connection is to put it the way it's supposed to be, but it could be 180 degrees out. And the way it gets out is when you have, like, psychic attacks done to you. People do this all the time unconsciously. Some do it consciously, but anybody who's trying to take your energy, or if you're in a confrontation, maybe you're in an argument with somebody, the chakras itself, maybe you have relationship troubles, the chakra itself will reverse itself to protect itself. And this is the way your body attempts to hold its energy. So you're all in alignment right now, and this beautiful life being now is going to come to you and radiate her beautiful energy to you. So just kind of sit back and relax as this happens now, and you can request healing from her, and you're going to probably feel energy flowing into your body, and we're going to bring in some divine energy from the light ship right now, and we'll bring in the beautiful energy of Mother Mary. This is her first cause energy of her creation. It's in her pure essence form. It's not from the Galactic Federation, where the energy is diluted as she has come down through many, many dimensional shifts. This is pure essence energy from her. Remember, the Federation is still only 35% of the light and 65% of the darkness, which is why we still have problems here on the Earth plane. And when the Federation chooses to come into the light, to hold light frequency, then we'll have a perfect heaven on Earth scenario here. But until they choose to do that, we're not going to have a situation like heaven on Earth, because they're preventing that from the human life forms here, which are us, from having this wonderful experience. And here we go. Here comes Mother Mary. Stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, this is beautiful. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. So she's here in her full essence. Like I said, the Galactic Federation is where all the masters come down to. In front, they come from the light ship down into the Federation. And the most they could be is typically 35% in the light. And remember that throughout all the teachings, what we have is a spiritual hierarchy, which just basically means that there are different energies of light. So we have some energies that are maybe in 100% light, and since there is a hierarchy, it's like a pecking order, so there's some with more light than others, which is kind of ridiculous. Either you're in the light or you're not, and the Federation has chosen not to be in the light yet. When the light ship came here about 2 years ago, the Federation was only at 20% light energy and 80% darkness. And what the work of the light ship is doing now, it's now increased to 35%. And you're going to know instantly when the Federation chooses to come into the light, because you won't have any more extraterrestrial abductions from people. You won't have these volcanoes that occur. You're not going to have these major earth changes. You're not going to have hurricanes, tornadoes, awful weather patterns, and also naturally mind control. All this is brought to us by the Galactic Federation, from them not being in the light, they're not holding spiritual integrity to help us. So it's like we're like an ant to them, and they don't really care too much for us, because if they did, they would help us out entirely. And they brought in the different religions here to bring us into duality, to pray outside of ourselves to some energy, which you may call God. And this energy, what you call God, is just the way the dark side can take your energy from you. You want to connect to your heart center. This is the whole teaching of Jesus, to go inside. The kingdom is within. not to go outside of yourself. And so, unfortunately, they kind of betrayed us, and also Jesus, he indicated that on the cross, basically. That's why he was betrayed upon his dying process, and he was talking to the Federation. And, you know, this is just the way it is. So we're at the same turning point now, at the end of another 2,000-year cycle, and it's up to you to choose if you want to become in the light or not, which really means to get into your body completely with your own spirit energy. And you have the same choice that the Federation has if you choose to come into the light 100% or not, to have eternal life after this process here, where your body can move to another dimensional energy and have this experience of full consciousness. So Mother Mary is here now. We're going to bring in another energy. We'll bring in the energy of St. Joseph, so we'll have the Holy Family here. We'll also bring in Jesus. So we'll bring in Joseph first here. So here he comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And now I'll bring in the energy of Jesus. And the energy of Jesus is not the same spirit as Sananda. A lot of people think they're the same, and it's completely a different energy. So here comes Jesus now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There, you should feel pretty good right now with this beautiful energy. And I'm going to bring in the energy of the twin flame of Jesus, his other half, which is appeared here as Lady Nada and also as Mary Magdalene. So here she comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, just ask these beautiful energies for healing and guidance if you like. We'll do an exercise now where we're going to drop you down if you like. Take your waking consciousness, and we'll bring it into your heart center. This is what it means to be heart-centered, okay? And this is where you should be all the time in your life. This is where you want to go for your guidance. You never want to go into your head, because you're going to probably get entities there who are talking to you, and they'll tell you whatever they need to tell you or whatever they wish to do for you. Use your body this way. So here we go. If you want to just visualize an elevator in a sense, and you don't want to meditate, but just visualize, okay? And you're going to visualize like a little downward pyramid, if you like, that you see on elevators, and it's going to go up from the 10th floor, which should be your forehead, down into your heart. And this is one of the teachings that Jesus did, maybe a different terminology, what we're using now, but this is what he taught people back then for the ascension process to get more heart-centered. So here we go. We're going to drop you down into your heart center right now. So I'm going to count to 10 as we drop down in levels, we'll say, floors. Make it simple for our terminology. So one from our head, so 10th floor, 9th floor, so 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now you should be in your heart center. We'll make a little stronger connection for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, one more time, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. It should feel like your whole thought process now is in your heart. This is where you need to go for your guidance. And this connection now is made for you. So it'll be very easy next time for you to do this process. This is a teaching that Jesus basically was doing during his ascension process 2,000 years ago to get people to be more heart connected. And you should feel that the beautiful energy now in your heart center where your spirit resides. And what you should be doing is going to this place and put some ears on the heart and put your mouth on your heart. And so you can only hear divine truth because your spirit will not receive any information that is not 100% correct for you. So this is where you get your true guidance here. And this is how I would like people to work if they can when they go to other practitioners. I always see if this is the right person to go to for different attunements. From my way of thinking, all you need is one book with one page in it. You open the book up and the one page says, go within. And that's all that you need, period. Connect to your spirit. Everything else is out there typically for illusion. It may help you somewhat, but after you probably have spent maybe $5,000 to $10,000 and you have a wonderful book library and you're still searching for that answer, then just go to the one book that I'm offering you with the one page in it, and you'll start to find out that this is all that you really need. Everything else is illusion. This is the teachings of Jesus, is to go within. Find the kingdom within you, and it'll give you all the answers. Don't go into your head. We'll do one other clearing here for you. We're going to do a clearing where we're going to release you from, we'll do two of the planetary energies here that are courting you. These are energies that could be any planet. There's 13 of them that I disconnect you from on one of my sessions that I do. This is also included in the twin flame connection, which is normally outside this planet, which is your other half, and it's also included, you know, with the home base energy. And then I also disconnect you from your soul family that you incarnated into here, where you have your negative spiritual lessons that occur to you. So here we go. Just kind of sit back and relax, and we're going to have the light ship work with you. There's only one light ship. The creation light ship is what is doing this universal shift, the ascension process. And like I said, it comes here once every 2,000 years for those who are choosing to do the ascension process. So here we go. I'll count to go down the chakras here. So sixth chakra released, fifth released, fourth released, third released, second released, first released. Now we'll do some clearing here. So clear, 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 clear. You might feel energy leave your body now. Clear, 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 cleared. Okay? That's one of the planets released from you momentarily here. We'll do one other planet disconnection for you. Remember, these are negative cords that are connecting to you from negative forces outside the Earth plane. And the Galactic Federation should be protecting you from these, but they're falling short on their job because they're not in the light 100%. And they see us like little ants down here with a very low consciousness, and they're not willing to help us with 100% light energy. And like I said, when they come into 100% light, this whole Earth plane will shift instantaneously and we'll be in heaven on Earth. So here we go. Disconnection, disconnect, 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 disconnect. These are kind of like, in a sense, sometimes like tentacles attached to you or like barbed wire. Disconnect, disconnect, disconnect. You may feel things leave your body. Disconnect, 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 disconnect. There we go. So you should feel a little different now. You might feel your body buzzing in certain areas where you're having more energy come to you, where this energy has been being drained out of you. So how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, it's just wonderful. I mean, with all these healings back to back, I don't know how anybody could not feel just completely relaxed and beautiful right now. It's just such a great immersion into, you know, your own heart and your spirit, and then having these energies released from you, and you can really feel what it's like to be free of that. It's beautiful.
Yeah, so we're going to bring in some peace energy now for everyone. This again is from the Light Ship. So we're going to bring in these really high frequency energies here of peace. So again, just sit back and relax. So here comes the peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And we'll bring in another energy. He'll bring in some white light energy to you. And here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, it's getting about time to close the show here, so want to say anything, Sylvia?
Oh, that was certainly a wonderful treat and such a blessing to have those healings. I hope that all of you listening had wonderful healings tonight, and that you'll contact Ron for any healings that you'd like to do. He does wonderful conference calls as well, with full hour-long healing sessions on the Creation Light Ship. So, Ron, would you like to give your contact information for that?
Yeah, you can go to my website. It's creationlightship.com, or you can go to email healing@creationlightship.com, and then you could probably give the toll-free number there, Sylvia, if you like. It's also on Don's website there. And it's just wonderful to be with all of you this evening. And I do, love working with all of you. And I just hope you had wonderful healing tonight. Remember, the light only works in the now. And this is what you want to connect to, is your own spirit in the now. And you know when you're in the now because time goes by a little faster than normal. And when you're connected to your spirit, to get all of your spiritual guidance. And that's always internal. It's never inside of your head. And it's your choice to go internally. So we hope to see you on our next show, which will be on this coming Friday. And we have the late night show position here at 9:30. So we may see you then. So anyway, everybody have a wonderful evening. And the light beam will be activated for the next half an hour, so if you wish to use her beautiful energy for healing, she will be happy to help you out. And like I said, my conference calls are very reasonable. They start off at $20 for 1 hour of divine healing, and you're transported to the Creation Light Ship in the physical form out of time. So you're there, and you're also here. I have many miracles happening to everyone, so again, enjoy this upcoming week here, and blessings to all of you.
Blessings to all, and that number that Ron asked for is 1-877-ET-HEALS, 1-877-ET-HEALS. So thank you, everyone, and have a blessed evening. Good night.